Misquoted Bible Passages, Christian Hymnody, Confessional Lutheranism, Christianity and Culture. You can meet and hear Issues Etc. regular guests discussing these topics at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Registration is $100 per person. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Monday afternoon, April the 7th. We're going to take a little time here at the end of the first hour to respond to some of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. As many as we can get to every week, we like to respond in a timely fashion to those who are listening in a less than timely fashion. There's nothing wrong with that. We call them our beloved on-demand listeners. Of course, the comment line is open to anybody, even if you listen to the live broadcast as well. 618-223-8382. Let's lead off with a comment about memorization and meditation on Scripture.
Hi, Pastor Todd. I just wanted to point your listeners to a great article I read on artofmanliness.com last week. The article is called, Want to Become a Better Writer? Copy the Work of Others. And the article is basically about improving your writing skills by copying word for word, you know, other books that you like. Well, one of the things I found very interesting in the article was when they're talking about memorization and meditation, they specifically mentioned the old monks and priests, how they would hand copy the Bible word for word, and monks and priests would describe it as inscribing the words of the Bible onto their hearts. And I thought that was very interesting. I myself am attempting to copy my Bible by hand, an attempt to help gain better knowledge, and it's something that seems to be, or at least used to be, widely used. So I thought your viewers and listeners might find that pretty cool.
Thank you very much. Well, first, you're undertaking a noble task, a monumental task. So, you know, set yourself a modest goal. Just say, let's just first see if we can do Genesis. And rather than the whole Bible, that's just kind of my personal advice there, rather than get halfway in and say, phooey on this. Look, I'm not a brain scientist, so I'm not any kind of scientist, so I don't know how memorization actually works, but I know that it's kind of a two-way street. Memorize things by hearing them or writing them or saying them. Maybe each person has their own strength in this regard. But I can't think of a better way to spend your time, a better way to work your way through Scripture word for word. Why? And this is why memorization is so important. We're not just memorizing the ideas behind them. It is the long tradition of Christians to memorize Scripture word for word. That is because the words matter, because the actual words are the things that are inspired. It's not the writers or the writers' ideas, but the actual words. Now, albeit most of us are using that in translation, that's fine. You can trust your English Bible. A good, solid translation there will not mislead you, and the words still matter. So memorizing it word for word, a lost art, a lost discipline, something that we would do well to regain. You know, there may come a time in future generations when all you'll have is what is inscribed on your heart. There may come a time in your life when your eyes will fail so bad you won't be able to pick up the Bible and read it. And what's inscribed there, and this is a great way to prepare yourself for that, may be the only word of God you have. So I commend you for it. I think it's a great idea. If you've got the time and the resources to do it, then by all means do it word for word.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. This is David Rosenkeller from Kansas City, Missouri. And just thank you very much for the wonderful teaching the Bible, teaching the Sunday school lesson from John 9 that you did with Pastor Baker last week. Yes, I wanted to just kind of take off on a couple points there from that and re-emphasize them. First of all, in John 9:3, it's really important not to psychologize or weasel this text in a way that we try to understand the nature or character of blindness from one passage or and cherry pick it. This is a specific person. And yet, eschatologically, in realized eschatological terms, all healing, blindness, physical, obesity, depression, will be restored at the new creation when Christ comes back. Yet here, he gives a prolific or ahead of time look at this in having mercy upon this blind guy. And the second point is that, you know, seeing that they might be blind or blind that they might be seeing stuff is looks back to Genesis, where what happens when the eyes of Adam and Eve were opened at Satan's deception. They knew good and evil only because they experienced the "in that day you shall eat it, you shall die" of the fruit. And so we have to be very careful there because Adam and Eve plunged the whole world into this fallout where stuff happens, disabilities happen, where wars happen, enmity between God and man and man, and man and nature happens. And thanks be to our Lord has taken all that on himself, died and risen for us all.
Good thoughts. Thank you very much. I appreciate that comment. And we do have to remember that when Jesus is doing these miracles, he's not trying to, these are not object lessons. All right. We often sadly approach scripture as though it's a series of somewhat disjointed, unrelated object lessons, especially the miracles of Jesus. We tend to just immediately jump to the analogy that it may suggest, rather than say, what is Jesus actually doing for this particular blind man? That every person that Jesus encounters, he's not this kind of generic phoning it in savior. Every person that he encounters because he's looking for them. We don't know their names, but Jesus certainly knows their names. And he has more than one reason, but these things are also written, as John tells us in John's gospel, that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing we also might have life in his name. So we have to acknowledge both of those things and to understand that the real point of this is, I think the way you put it is very good. Proleptically, before the actual time when it comes, proleptically, here comes the new creation. Jesus, it's almost like Jesus can't help himself. Don't misunderstand me, but it's almost like Jesus can't help himself. The new creation, what he has come to do in conquering sin, death, the devil, and all of its effects in this world, up to and including death itself. It's so good, he can't help but give us a foretaste of it, give people he encounters in his earthly ministry a foretaste of that new creation, that restoration that he's going to effect through his death and resurrection. Very good thoughts. Thanks for your comment. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is an apologetic text, making the case for Christianity, responding to modern objections. You'll find it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. It's called Making the Case for Christianity.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper, every service, every Sunday, and Wednesdays too, preaching Christ crucified and risen. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri, or find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
Are the New Testament Gospels reliable historical documents? How can a loving God allow evil in the world? You'll find answers to these questions in the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for April, Making the Case for Christianity, Responding to Modern Objections. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can find out more at issuesetc.org. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month, Making the Case for Christianity.